Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. We are back in the building.
Woo!
I know, isn't it? You're joined with Jazz
and Vic.
Oh my gosh, what a life. like I was just deep in it. The last time I recorded the pod, I was literally 29 and I've been 30 for nearly a month, and I was
crazy.
Oh, which is crazy, but yeah, sorry, go on.
How does it feel to be 30?
It feels the same, you know. I really don't feel like much of a difference. I think mentally I've sort of told myself, you know, now is the year that I really need to like pattern myself. So like looking into the future and like actually setting out a plan, setting out goals. Whereas I think last year, well, the previous 365 days was literally my year of enjoyment. Obviously, I hadn't really been away since before COVID. So I was like, yeah, this is the year I'm going to go away. I'm going to enjoy. And I really have done that, but I'm paying for it. So yeah, now I've got to like, I'm trying to like properly set foundations and all of that stuff. So yeah, it feels the same, but I do feel like, okay, like let me be more responsible. And I don't feel like, I don't feel old. Kaya keeps making me feel old, but like she's like, I can't believe you're 30.
Does she know when you had her? You were like 20.
I know. But it just goes to show, because when I was her age, I thought 30 was old as hell as well.
Oh,
but
God.
Boy, it creeps upon you, innit?
Were you 19 or 20? Either one of the two. You were like a hella young mum, but like you was a young mum and she's seven years old. Oh my days.
I know. Yeah, I was 20, so yeah, what a life. But yeah, I feel good. How have you been, sorry?
Yeah, I'm okay. Same old. I've just been really tired, really. I need to start taking my iron tablets because it's getting cold. And I always feel like when it gets cold, my iron levels drop as well. But yeah, I'm okay. I'm coming off my medication, the last hurdle. And when you come off medication, like there's lots of different symptoms. So there's like flu symptoms, stomach cramps, all that kind of stuff. And I'm experiencing that now since like, I've come off since like Tuesday, but I've experienced it on Friday. And my friend quickly came around. She needed me to do something for her real quick. And like, you know, when it's like, you know, it's like, I'm okay, but I'm not okay.
Yeah,
it's like I should have guests, but I can't have guests. It's a weird, awkward feeling.
How do you mean you shouldn't have guests?
Like, no, not like I'm going to pass it on to people. I can't take care of people. Like, I can't, like...
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Like,
honestly, you need to put yourself first, like, especially in, like, such a... I don't want to use the word fragile, but it is a delicate time. So I don't think you should feel guilty at all for, like, putting yourself and your health first, honestly. It's not easy at all.
Yeah.
And when you were coming off, like, did you, like, was this always the plan, or is there like something that made you think, okay, now I'm gonna stop, like Tuesday, this is it?
Yeah, so I think it's been about 2 years since I've the whole process of me tapering off. It should have been quicker. My plan was to do it in 6 months, but I think a lot of life events happened that really made me think, oh, if I do it now, I won't be able to focus this week for this thing. And then it just kept pushing back. In a way, I'm kind of happy it's gone this way, because it meant that I didn't really have much recovery time.
Yeah.
So in a way, I'm kind of happy it's all gone this way. But yeah, I just decided, Jazz. I just said, yeah, I can't, I want to get off this. And also it was just a thing like, oh, really, realistically, I should be looking for a lot of freelance jobs. I should be pushing myself. I should be looking for work and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just like, if I get a job next week and then I want to come off my med next week, a lot of workplaces, they say they care about mental health, but they don't. So I can't be bothered to say, hey, I need to work off. I need a week off work. They're just going to say, well, did you really think about that before? Like, I've just had so many comments in the past that I can't bother to deal with it again.
No, so, I get it. Okay.
So I'm just going to, yeah, I'm just going to try my best for recovering and put myself into work as much as possible. But yeah.
Oh, my love. I hope it, I hope it, like you're okay, like
Yeah, I'm
genuinely.
good. Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Okay, good. We are back with the
Yes.
pod, and it feels like so, I don't know. Like I'm smiling, Bez. I can't
Oh, so
explain
cute.
why. Yeah, but I'm happy to be back. I'm so happy to be back. And that we're doing it again. And thank you as well for all the kind messages we got while we took a break.
Yeah, super kind. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, like we really do appreciate the support because yeah, I mean me anyway, like there is like that element of guilt because you're like, okay, like yeah, people do like fucks with the content and stuff, but at the same time, I was going through it and burnout as well is real. I know Vic spoke about it briefly as well, like but the burnout is a lot. And like the pod, it does take up a lot of time. And sometimes it's like we kind of, well, me, I've had to make a choice where it's like, do I even have the emotional capacity to deal with like the pod and all that comes with it? Do I have the mental capacity at the moment? And yeah, I just didn't for a long time, but I think I'll talk about that separately another time. But yeah, I mean, we're back. And a lot of shit has gone on since
Yeah.
we've been on a break. A lot.
Yeah, I think I felt similar because like after like pushing on with the pod for a bit, like when you was away, like doing a pod solo, like that was never ever my plan. I would never do a pod solo. Not if I'm gonna produce it and edit it. No, absolutely not. Shout out to people that do it, I couldn't. So and I think that just it just tired me out. And then also with the live show, like planning that as well, tiring. And then with my home, I kept thinking I was putting the podcast before my life. So I was meant to move in 1 week past, like, oh my God, I've got all these things to do for the pod. And I was like, I haven't moved into my property that I've paid fucking all my money for, all of my money, like there's nothing left. You know that Ian Bill thing, there's nothing
There's
left.
nothing
There's
left.
nothing left. All this, and I can't even enjoy my home because I'm like, oh my God, the listeners, you know, I
Yeah,
need to think about
stressing about the
Patreon,
pod.
right? And I was like, I'm so sorry, everyone. Like, I can't. Because I think you messaged Jack Daz messaged me maybe 2 weeks ago and was like, I'm ready to come back to the pod. And I was like, that's lovely. But I need a little bit. So I think I said to you, like, if you want, like, please feel free. Like, but like right now, like I feel I can't. Like I do feel like think I did for the burnout thing that you was talking about, but yeah, just needed a little time.
And that's that as well was what I was worried about because I was like, it's a lot. Like if I'm taking time off because things are a lot, I was like, Vic, honestly, if you need a break as well, like please take the break because it's not easy at all. And yeah, like you said, people that are able to do it solo, I salute you. Honestly, they should be rolling out red carpets for you because it's not easy in the slightest. But yeah, how is like moving in, being in your property and settling in? How's that been?
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like I'm so happy with myself. Like the other day I just cried because I think I feel things so later nowadays. Like because I'm so in the moment of doing other things and but yeah, I think the other day because my boyfriend got me this candle maybe 3 years ago. It was a Jo Malone one. It was like one of my favorite ever since, and it got discontinued.
Oh
And
yeah.
I've always said that I'm gonna keep it, and I wanna burn it in this property. And I did. And I was just watching TV in my living room, so in my parents' house. I really wasn't really allowed in a living room. Like it belonged to my brother. Like no one was really allowed in there. So like having this space and having a living room, I'm allowed to go in. Like it's mine. Like no, I don't have to ask anyone. I don't have to, you know, plan a timetable. I can just walk into the living room, watch TV and not feel guilty and just, you know, eat whenever I want to eat. There's food there.
You
That's
don't
what
have to hide your food.
it would Exactly. My dad's always joking about that. He's like, you don't have to hide your food anymore. I'm like, I don't know why you're laughing because you was enabling it. But Yeah, it's just nice. I think it's taught me that I'm a little bit of a, I do like to have things ripped clean. And yeah, I just feel so happy, Jazz. I feel so at peace. I feel I can really hear my thoughts. And yes, I feel like an adult now. And I feel bad to say that because I don't want anyone else living at home to feel like they're not an adult. I really, really don't want anyone to take that to feel that. Or to feel like, oh, because I bought. Yeah. I don't think...
People get used to it, honestly.
Jasmine, we live in an awful world right now. I feel like anyone could say anything right now and it's, oh, you've... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
You said this, even though you said this, I'm going to take it as you mean this.
Yeah. And I don't want anyone to think that. And I got a message as well. Someone messaged me saying, oh, could you really help me on how you got on the property ladder at such a young age? And it really made me think, like, I've put so much, like, I think a lot of people, I've been planning this since I was, like, 22. So since I was on, like, 25 grand, actually, no, 23 grand, wait, what? No, 25 grand, I'd say. I've been saving money for this. So it's not like I started earning a decent salary. I was like, oh, I could do this now. It was like, since I was like 20, like very, very young, I was like, I need to, this is my plan. And I don't know if that's a good thing because it meant that I don't really think I missed out on life because there's not much stuff that, do you know what I mean? I think it just made me think that I missed out on, oh, buying a designer bag whenever I wanted or buying designer glasses if I felt like it, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, when someone messaged me that, it made me think, oh my God, because when I was planning and everything, I remember there was a lot of people being like, oh my God, hey, I'm 25 and I just bought, or hey, I'm 23, I'm 26. And it made me think, like, when the whole process was delayed, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting old, or not that I'm getting old, but I'm not meeting my deadline. But I was like, this is a fake deadline that I posed on myself.
Yeah.
It's just too harsh. But it made me think, oh, maybe I am young and I've done this young, but I don't know.
Absolutely. Vic, please. Definitely, like, you're young and, regardless, you've done an amazing job. I think even if you were 50 years old and you're able to buy a property in this economy, I think you're doing amazing, sweetie. Like, for real, because have you seen what's going on outside?
No, it's crazy.
I literally feel like the world is on fire.
Like, literally, the same properties I was looking at 2 years ago have gone up by 30k. It's crazy. Bloody everything's hell. So, yeah. Two bed flats as well. Literally, yeah. So crazy. So, so crazy.
And I'm so, so happy for you as well, because all this stuff that's even happening now with the mortgages, like mortgages being pulled and interest rates and all of that, like, I'm just so happy that you've gotten in there and completed before all of this rubbish that the government's been doing.
I don't even know what's going on. It's like the whole system is just crumbling.
Yeah, that's honestly what it feels like. And it feels like it's almost, I don't know, it's careless, because I feel like they've made gambles with, like, the future of everyone and people's lives. Like, some people's mortgages are going up by, like, £300 to £400 a month.
Yeah, that's so scary. Oh my God.
And that's something that they can't account for it. They can't do anything about, because the government's decided, yeah, we're just gonna fuck about. But anyway, that's besides the point. I'm so proud of you, Vic, honestly.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Yeah.
When are you coming? I've invited you two times.
I know. You really have. But literally, my life these days has been work. Like, it's been unbelievable, like, the way my workload has changed over the past few months. It's been ridiculous, and it's like, I keep thinking, like, I keep giving myself, I wouldn't say giving myself deadlines, but I'll have a task to do at work, maybe even three. I'll complete one 1 week, and then I'll be like, okay, I'll sort that out next week. Then next week something happens during the week, so it means that I can't really focus on that task. So then I'm like, okay, when I finish on Friday, I'll have it done. It's done. And then my manager said, oh, Jasmine, there's this to do. So it's like, it's
never ending.
Yeah, it's like my deadlines are not deadlines anymore. It's just
continuations.
That seems to be my life now.
That's really sad.
I've got to come down. I mean, I want to go to Tim Hortons.
Oh, really?
I want to try it, and I think it's gonna be by you, so I'm gonna
let's go. I went there once. I went there with my brother. It was okay.
Is it?
What? Actually, no. I went there again. I went there again. Sorry, I went there again. Actually, no, it was because of what I got. I got a hot dog, and I never get hot dogs. I don't know what. Do you know why
I got hot dogs? Chicken burgers.
No, I don't know what it is. Yeah, actually, that's the thing I got the second time, and I was like, this is really, really good. But okay, the first time I got a hot dog, I thought, let me be American, because you know they like hot dogs. Like, this is, or is it Canadian? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a Canadian brand. Yeah.
So then the hot dog didn't come with chips, you know. I was like, and I think I paid something stupid, like £7. Anyways, went back again and I got the chicken thingy, the chicken sandwich or something. Actually, no, they gave me the wrong thing. I ordered the chicken wrap and then they gave me a chicken burger.
Oh.
Maybe you told them, you said I just switched the order for her.
Yeah, I said, what she secretly means is the burger.
But yeah, it was really decent, you know, it was really decent. And then they give you the fries are like, you know, like waffles.
Oh, okay, I get what you mean. Yeah, those waffle fries things.
But yeah, it was nice. They even had this really sweet drink, like a sorbet kind of ice drink. This was kind of like in the hot days when I went there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice. It was decent. Apparently their coffee is quite decent as well.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to try. They're like French vanilla latte or something like that. French vanilla iced latte or whatever. Everyone keeps banging on about it. So I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you make me want to go now.
I'm coming for that. Yeah.
But whenever I go to that area at this time, there's always mad traffic. I've realized the beauty of working from home is that when I go to quickly do things like post office, blah, 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 the reason why the journey is such a breeze is because most people are at work. So when I go out on Sundays, like yesterday, I had to go to the rain to get something for my bin. Oh my God, my bin was stinking. I said to my mom, I said, I'm not even dirty. What's going on? She said, you need to change your bin. She said, you need to change your bin often, and you need to get, what did she tell me to get? Some deodorant disappearance.
Oh, to put in the
bin. And I got it, and oh my God, it's even given the bin fragrance.
Is it?
Yes, thank God.
Yeah, can you tell me what brand that is? Do you know what it is? Yeah.
Oh yeah, 1 second.
I was struggling with I don't know if it was like 2 summers ago. My bin was moving mad, like because I think it's because like the flat is quite warm. So I think in the summer, like even just after a day, I'll change the bin. It's smelling by the following day.
Oh God!
Yeah, it's called horrible.
Bin Fresh Buddy. Okay. And it's in like a little bin thing. But then also, you know that really really old school brand. What is it called? Oh Lordy. Oh, I can't remember the name now. I can't be asked going to the kitchen. It's not even that far. But I bought two, but the one that's smelling the biggest is the Bin Fresh Buddy. But basically, you just look for those kind of like control spell thingies.
Okay.
They'll just do the job. Because I don't know because I even cleaned the bin inside and out. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, no, it's just bins are just breeding grounds for bacteria, innit? Because they're warm, they're dark, they're moist. Because all the gas is coming from the food. It's like, I think it just happens really quickly, especially if your flat is quite warm.
Is that why white people have compost pots?
I think so. I think, yeah. Oh, do you know what? That is a good shout, actually. If it makes a difference, you can have like one of them, what's it called?
That's such a generalization. I don't even know if that was a white people. Never been to a black household that has it.
I've never heard of a black person doing compost. Don't know those bins that go on your countertops. So it's like you just put food waste in there.
Isn't that gonna stink?
No, because it has a lid and everything, but it's really small. So it's the kind of one that you'll change like every 2 days, probably. So I think it will stop like the actual bin from smelling, if that makes sense.
Okay, I see, yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. But I was gonna ask you, what's been like
I thought you were gonna ask who takes out the bin.
No.
Do you remember that conversation?
Oh, God forbid. Honestly, some people are liars on social media. But we'll talk about that afterwards. What's been like your most surprising thing about Like now you're living alone and having to buy things for your home. What has surprised you the most? The cost?
Let me
Because for me, I
think.
had quite a few. I had curtains,
Yeah, I was
rugs,
gonna say curtains. Yeah, curtains. Yeah.
even just beds.
I'll be honest though, because I've renovated this place, like the entire place, everything else isn't scaring me. The price isn't making me jump, because I was already jumping because of the floor. Do you get what I mean? Like when they said, "Oh, the kitchen's gonna be 2 grand," I was already ready to take off my clothes in rent. So when I'm seeing the curtain is £50 and there's however many windows and that's 200. Yes, I want to scream, but I've already done all the screaming already.
You have no more scream
Yeah,
left.
now, yeah, literally now. So now it's kind of like I've bought, yeah, even with the curtains, that's even another mis another something I've put on the back burner, because all the curtains I'm seeing, they don't fit. Or actually, no, that's the blinds. But I think I'm just gonna get custom made ones. But I'm like, is that gonna be expensive? Because when it's like you've seen people do stuff and you're like, I don't have their money. Like I remember I watched Lydia Dingo and she had like custom made, either blinds or custom made curtains. I was like, Lydia's not on the same bracket as me. So I'm scared to even do that. And then once I was speaking to a builder, and he was like, "Oh, what blinds are you getting?" I was like, "Oh, I'm getting from Asda." He was like, "Oh, interesting." I was like, "What
Wow, that's a lot of judgment in that one singular
I was like, "What does that
phrase.
mean?
What?
What does that mean?" But I do think, I think, okay, in terms of what's really shocked me, I think it's just, I'll be honest, I don't think nothing's shocked me as yet, just because I've mentally been writing down how much things are going to be costing for about 3 years now. Like I've had an Excel sheet, so I knew how much renovating would cost. Also, can I just say something? I was talking to, who was I talking to? Was I talking to Toby? Can't remember who I was talking to recently, yeah. Oh, no, I was talking with, Kikeh, the influencer.
Oh,
I saw
yeah.
her at the Woman King film when I was with Toby. By the way, that film is so good. Oh my days, would recommend.
Yeah,
I
I
think you'd
actually
like
can't
it.
wait. Yeah, I can't wait to
Yeah.
watch it. Even just from the trailer, I'm
I
like,
think you'd
yeah.
like it, yeah. So you know how people are like, "Oh my God, fuck new builds, fuck new builds, fuck new builds."
Yeah.
Jasmine, I would encourage you and everybody listening to get a new build or to get a decent home. I wouldn't encourage you to go in there and get a fixer upper, a complete and utter fixer upper. No, I wouldn't.
Really?
No, Jasmine, I absolutely would not, because you've got to think about it. If you're thinking about living situation as well, if you're getting a complete utter fixer upper and you don't have bare rooms, they're going to need a room to work in. They're going to need another room to put the units in. And where are you going to stay? You've got to stay back at your mom's house or hotel. Some people are sleeping in hotels. So some people are shouting, "Oh, and also when I have surprises." Remember my floorboards? I don't know if I talked about my floorboards.
No, you didn't.
Basically, they in the bathroom, he actually no, I did tell you when we were driving to Brent. He basically, this was time ago, but he found an issue that the floorboards were sinking in the kitchen and the bathroom because there's such bad leaks, to the point that when he grabbed the floorboards, he could squeeze it and water was coming out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he sent me that video with no text when me and my boyfriend took his mum to the theater, and it was the text came through by the end of the second, no, the interval, when they give you the break. The text came through just then, and I just saw him squeezing something, my floorboard. And I said, "What's this? What's this?" He didn't reply, "Blue ticks, blue ticks." And I wanted to cry, but obviously it's her birthday, so I'm not going to. And
Oh man.
I was going to leave, but we were smack in the middle, and I didn't want people to be like, "Why are you leaving when we've just had the break? You could have left to go toilet." So I just stayed there for the last hour of the show. I don't think I remember anything.
Oh no. Yeah, I was gonna say you must not have remembered how it ended.
And people, that's what people are screaming. Get a fix back and get it out. Shut up. I was very lucky that he just charged me an extra £100 for that.
Oh, really?
I was very
Okay.
lucky. Very lucky.
Bloody hell.
But
Yeah. No, I hear you.
where was I going with this? Where was I going? Well, sorry,
Oh.
I think it's because I
No, you said you were speaking with Kike.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying about like from just get a new build or get a decent somewhere, because that's why, because all you need to do is buy the furniture. Like literally it's buy the furniture. That's why for a long time when I was in this place there was just no furniture, because I was just like, I need to wait for this check to clear before anything. And it kind of felt like phase two. So when people would come around, they'll be like, why haven't you got this? Why have you got that? And I'm like, can you see you're saying that the bathroom is beautiful? You're not understanding that this is the bathroom that I bought. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get you. You actually worked very hard. Mm. You actually worked so hard.
But I think the curtains is the shocking. No, this is what is shocking actually. The way the prices of things go up.
Mm, how do you mean?
So for example, the sofa I was looking at, two sofas I was looking at in particular, for about 2 years, 2 years ago, they were like, one of them was 650.
Yeah.
And I was always like, that's the sofa I'm going to buy. That's the sofa I'm going to buy. The other one was 600, 666.
Mm.
Double number, 666. Then this year when I looked at it, it was 888.
Wow.
And my friend came around the other day, shout out to Lola. I was like, oh, I love your sofa. Where's it from? So I went to go give her the link. It's gone up to 1,000.
Hey.
In 2 months.
Wow.
So it's the way, and if you see my sofa, it's so small because of the and that's why I got that particular sofa, because it fits in a particular area, measurements. But the way things are going up, but it's, I don't think it's just furniture. I think it's just everything in life. Like, you know, people are saying that they're going to Tesco's and they're seeing like butter is not the same anymore.
Yeah. Crazy. I went to, but butter, honestly, I was able to get it for £1 a couple years ago. Mm. I went to a shop the other day because I was like, I want to make a cake. Why is butter £3?
Wow.
Why is it £3.50?
Are you getting the Lux ones?
No. Like, I'm talking about literally just a block of butter, not Lurpak, none of that. Just a proper unsalted or salted block of butter.
God, it's, and do you know what's going on as well? Really quickly, the almond milk in Lidl. That's why you don't need to shut up, man. You don't need to cool down and shut up. It's not every single thing. Hey guys, run to Aldi now. Hey guys, no, run to Lidl.
Honestly,
run to Primark. Shut up.
TikTok is starting to piss me off for that, because I'm like, thank you for bringing me in, but I also know that now when I go to the shops, it's going to be gone, Claire, or the price is going to go up.
Claire, gone.
Finished.
Well, do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to need Mel. Maybe next time I say, I'm going to beg. I'm going to beg, please, Ma. I don't need you to promote any everyday milks, any everyday butter, because the day that she does that, we're not going to see any of that again, because I don't know who is promoting Aldi's almond milk. Every day I go,
Aldi is
getting
promo every blessed day. I'm not surprised that their prices are becoming on par with Asda now, because they're getting promo, free promo, TikTok promo. Everything, got it from Aldi. We're finished.
Mm. And the maddest thing is, one day I saw this woman. Yeah, it was a black woman, so I couldn't. Even if it was a white woman, what could I do? I saw this black woman, yeah, she had like 8 cartons of almond milk from Lidl.
Did you want to take them from her cart?
Yeah. And the whole thing was gone, and I was just like, how can you take 8? Like, if it was in Costco.
Why do you need 8 though? Like, for real?
Because she knows the demand, probably, isn't it? and it's only in 89p. Because when I was in Tesco's, I was like I went to the big Tesco. And I was like, do you know, because usually when you're in big Tesco, you can get the Tesco version of almond milk. And I was like, that'll do. They don't even have that anymore.
Really?
Like, it was all gone.
To be honest, like, my shops are just Lidl now. I just do Lidl shops. Sometimes I might go to Asda if there's like a particular thing. If I want a sweet treat, there's some things that can't be replicated, basically, like crunchy nut cereal. You can only get Kellogg's. There's no way you can get Lidl and be satisfied. So yeah, my shops are just Lidl now. But even then, it's like, I've definitely noticed the difference in prices. Like, the prices have definitely gone up. It's a lot.
That's scary.
It is. It's so.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to revolt? Are we gonna riot, or are we gonna do anything, or we're just going to complain as we do as Brits?
I think we're just gonna put up and shop, you know, Vic. Mm. I really do, because I feel like it can't get any worse. In my opinion, it can't get any worse than it is right now. But people are still not on the streets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's so annoying, because it's so bad. But like so many in different circumstances, it's so bad. Like you're having people who are living in like tiny little homes by themselves. You spoke about it before. And then, you know, their electricity bill is £600.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like so... And then the rich people are just saying, yeah, just cut your Netflix.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, you've got to stop your subscriptions. Oh, young people, they don't want to work anymore. You've seen that Stephen Bartlett thing where he was like, oh, Gen Z, I don't think they're resilient. I don't think they can weather the storm. I'm like, you lot need, honestly, you're not making it to heaven if you continue with the way you're behaving.
Do you know people like that, yeah? They want us to die.
They do. In the workplace.
Yeah.
In the workplace.
They want us to die. Like, they want us to cry. You know, like when I've been at a workplace before where, like, we've all just been crying.
No, stop.
No, I'm not joking. Like,
I shouldn't even laugh.
And a man too. Like, just crying because it's just that bad. Yeah. And that's what people want. People want you to be like, push through that and stay in a workplace where you're just crying tears. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, but not, it's not for me.
And do you know what the maddest thing is? When they say be resilient and weather the storm, they're talking about like, so basically I was watching another interview that he had, and it really annoyed me. Not what he said. I don't listen to his pod anymore, really, because it used to be really good, you know?
Yeah.
But I think now it's kind of like, trending?
Yeah, it seems out of touch. Very out of touch.
And it's not what it was about before. It used to be about CEOs and founders.
Mm.
And now it's about anyone. And not that there's an issue with that, but Mel C's on there, who I absolutely adore and love. And apparently she's talking about her traumas and stuff, which is, you know, I commend her for. But that's not a platform for that. Do you know what I mean?
A
diary of a CEO. Fit, maybe he's rebranded and I missed that. Anyways, so he had a business owner on there saying, basically, actually, I don't know if he's a business owner, but he said something like, you know, right now, the next generation, they don't really want to, all they want is to have a job that they work 40 hours a week. They don't want to work overtime and they don't want to work weekends and they don't want to push their boundaries. But me and you, and he's talking to Stephen, me and you wouldn't hire them.
Oh yeah, so, I saw that. Yeah.
So you want me to stay behind, leave my kids at home? Actually, no, let me not say kids, because
even if you don't have kids.
But even those who do have kids, imagine you've left your kid behind, yeah. And you can't go see your ute because this one at work. No, because I've seen it, Jazz. I've seen it where one time I worked with someone and they had kids, yeah.
Mm.
And she really wanted to go home and see them, but they were saying, oh, we need to go out for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time she tried to leave, you know, just like, why are you being like that? Anyways. But my thing is, what boundaries do you want to push?
I've got something they can suck and suck it well.
My thing is, what boundaries do you want to push? Why do you want to make people's life hard? Do you know, I was talking, so random, this conversation years ago. I was talking to Gina's mum time ago. And I said, if I had like one of my dreams in life, this was ages ago, I was like 25, I was quite naive, was to make a workplace, have an idea, have a business so I could hire people to give them a fair work-life balance.
Mm.
Like they can have mental health days when they're off on holiday. I'm not calling them.
Yeah.
If they're off sick, then they're off sick.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't even need to give me a reason. That's it, period.
Mm.
You work your 9 to 5, you go home. There's work activities, you don't have to come. If there's any Muslim employees, we make sure we cater for them. It's not every day go to the pub. Do you think about your Muslim colleagues?
Because
I've seen it. We've gone to the pub with our dresses done. And I'm thinking to myself, you lot are fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I know. And people have even asked her to drink. Anyways.
What?
No, I'm about to get it out. I'm not even saying that because some Muslims do drink, but it's just like we know this is like value.
Yeah.
Like, anyways, it just kind of shows that. And also, some people just don't drink because I remember one time, I heard a friend once tell me that she got annoyed about workplace activities because it was everyday pub. So she tried to include bowling. I thought that's cool because people can actually drink there too if they want to. And apparently they were like, no, not doing that.
So they literally just wanted to go to the pub to drink.
Pub only. But yeah, I really wanted to create something, especially for women. But I was thinking, I don't gas the time.
Mm.
I don't gas the time. But I do think it's sad that we do live in a world where you need to give everything to work and you're not allowed to be like, I just want to do my job and do it well and go home. Or not even just go home. Yeah. I think Stephen said in his videos, he said, you know, that Gen Z thing, they don't want to work Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yes, are you? Are you?
And the thing is, in my opinion, even if he was working a Saturday, that's cool, but you're a millionaire. You're paying me minimum wage. Why the hell am I answering my phone on a Saturday?
For a tech job.
When my, what's it called? When my contract says Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Mm-mm. Why are you calling me on a Saturday?
Mm-mm.
And expecting me to answer? And then you're going to tell me that I'm not pushing myself because I don't want to answer my phone on a Saturday.
No, it's too much. And so I think it's unfair because you're saying the whole Gen Z aren't resilient. Okay, let's say their generation things have become easier, which I don't even agree. Let's say they've become easier in some ways because, okay, let's put it this way. For example, me, I'm Nigerian. My parents came to this country and, you know, they came from my parents literally just gambled and came here on the wing. Yeah. No job, no nothing, no money, nothing, zilch. They built a life for me and my brothers. Mm-hmm. And yes, we still struggled. And yes, we had a lot of issues, but I'm able to move out and do a lot of things for myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I have kids, and even though it took me, for example, a lot of people in the UK, when they do buy, they have the help of their parents, like they give them money. Yes, I had the help of them, but I lived in their accommodation and, you know, I wasn't renting. So that meant I was able to make some savings in that way. But it wasn't like a breeze, like, hey, there's a home.
Yeah.
However, I do acknowledge that it's completely different from mine and my parents' journey, if that makes sense. So when I have kids, their journey, if they wanted to buy a property, God willing, I'd be like, here's half of the money.
Mm.
Or, oh, okay, you've bought it. Okay, I'm going to do the renovations for you. Or, okay, or even if I can't give them the money, here's all the information.
Yeah.
That you something need to do.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah. But so you can see that generations down the line, things do get, I don't want to say easier, because there's still things that Gen Z have to face. For example, people love to say that even our generations, things got easier, but how comes one random day, Nick Clegg and David Cameron decided that the fees were going to go
from... They're going to triple university fees.
And that was the year I was going to university. Mm. And sometimes I think about that. You know, some people are like, oh, you need that. I don't even think about it. It's there. I'm ignorant to it, because if I think about it, I'm going to realise that there's 50K somewhere that I need to pay.
Yeah, I know.
But I just think it's unfair that we want, we're being harsh on a generation because they're not facing the same struggles as our parents, but they're facing other struggles. They're facing, so many Gen Z people are talking about depression, anxiety, body dysmorphia because of social media, facial dysmorphia, not being able to post without a filter. And people may think this is minute, but this is a really big issue. You can't post without a filter.
Yeah.
I remember, and it's very, very young people, like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
People are you know, BBLs are becoming a thing where young people are thinking, fuck it, I'm gonna go do that. They have crises of their own. Getting jobs are very, very hard for young people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just saying, oh, because they didn't go through, I don't know, is that black or I don't Because they didn't go through, because they didn't go through what my dad did when he came from Nigeria. And you know, Nigerian parents, they love to say, oh, when I came here on the boat, and right, I said, also, Stephen, did you? Did you come on the boat?
Yeah.
And did you, did you? No, he didn't. I just, I don't know why we need to, I don't know what this thing is with millennials bullying Gen Z, being like, you got it easy, you got it easy. Why would they not have it easy? Why do you want them to struggle?
Yeah. And that's, I think ultimately as well, that's what it comes down to as well. That is my question. Why do you want them to suffer? If they can go it, like if the generations behind us can go through life and not have to have the same struggles that we did, I think that's a great thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's like people want to, they're like, no, I went through this, so they should as well. Or, oh, they might not have this struggle, but they need to have some sort of struggle. Mm-hmm. Like, why was Stephen's mentality, I don't think they'll be able to weather the storm, rather than maybe workplace practices need to change.
Mm.
Maybe the culture needs to change. Because I don't see why it should be an expectation for anyone, regardless of age, even though like some of our parents put up with it or whatever, regardless of age, you should not have to weather any sort of storm at your workplace. I don't agree with like...
And also, what kind of storm? So yeah, they can be beating me this, and I should just be smiling.
Saying.
Oh my
God. This is what I'm saying. Because to me, the way it sounded anyways, that there's a difference between, for example, there might be a task that you're given at work and you might struggle with it, you might find it hard, blah, 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 blah. That's a challenge. That's, let's even call it a little storm. But the way he made it sound was like, it's going to be like, I don't know, the environment is what they're saying is hard. Mm. And I don't feel like an environment at work should be like that. Yes, okay, sometimes your work should be challenging, maybe. But as long as you have the support at work, that's not going to be a problem. Anyone could weather that storm. But if your whole environment, the work culture, the environment is terrible, I don't see why you're there saying, oh, I just don't think they can, they shouldn't have to.
Why should, exactly? And also, it just sounds so capitalist. Like it just sounds so like, and when we're talking about Gen Z, that means they're young. That means they don't have much experience. Therefore, they're going for the junior roles, therefore they're not going to be paid as well. So that means that we should be whipping them with their belts. What-ish every day. So you can get capital gains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is why people are getting billionaires. Yeah. Because you're getting lower level people to work while you're whipping them. And then you're getting the gains. You can sit there on LinkedIn and say, I have amassed millions and millions of pounds.
Yep.
Whilst your colleagues, your employees are not, and they don't get bonuses, and they're very unhappy, and they want to leave their workplace. I don't know, Jazzy, it does scare me a bit.
And he wants those employees to be working on a Saturday. Meanwhile, in his free time, he's there doing a podcast, earning even more money.
Mm-mm.
That I'm sure he's not reinvesting into his staff. I would love to know like what working for him is like. Because from, I think I read one, I don't know if it was an article or whatever it was, but they were saying, this nigga don't look after us.
Oh, swear.
Yeah. But it's like, you have the cheek to be talking about workplace culture and all of this on your podcast and saying with your chest that you're reluctant to hire people that don't want to be careerists.
But my thing is when people say this, yeah, why do I have to, why is my life goal to work for you?
Yeah.
And so that could be someone's life goal, right? Yeah. Your life goal is to become a millionaire and not work and do the little as possible. What if that's my fucking goal? Yeah. But you want me to come into work and just literally bow down to your feet. I think it's actually narcissism.
It is.
That some people do. And I don't even think that a lot of rich people do. I think that some people who want to own businesses, some, you know, because I've worked for some rich managers who are just like, I just want success. I don't even want a part of this, to be fair with you. I come in like 2 times a month. Hey everyone, they come in with donuts. Hey everyone, how's everything going? Oh, it's all right. Okay, you need more money for marketing spend? Great. I've worked at places like that where some managers are absolutely fine. And then CEOs, some of them, there's a fire in their belly to see other people suffer and to kind of micromanage I've seen a CEO micromanage a what do they call them? You know, people that create like apps and websites, web developers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've seen a founder that had no experience in this place yet.
Mm.
Told a web designer to get up so he can sit on his seat and say, I want it like this, and was using the wires.
Huh?
No. That's when I said that narcissism is on a different, because they think they know more than you. And that's what I always rate founders who say, but at the same time, Jasmine, you don't know this is good PR, these founders are doing this. The world is scary.
It is.
You know, my founders are like, I like to hire people who are smarter than me.
Mm.
I really hope you're telling the truth, and I hope you're not doing watish behind the closed doors.
I don't know, Vic. I honestly don't trust a lot of people when it comes to the workplace. I feel like there are a lot of bad practices and a lot of bad people in high positions out there, and I think people like that. I think if someone said to me, "Oh, I like to hire people that are smarter than me," I'd be like, "You're full of shit." I feel like you're a liar.
You don't believe them?
No.
But if I was a founder, I definitely would.
I agree with it, but I feel like for you to tell me that, I feel like there's a reason why you're trying to tell me that. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of lip service being paid, and I've been tricked into so many jobs. That is the be all and end all. Because
mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of jobs where I've been having certain expectations because of what they tell me at the interview, when I'm asking them questions. Yeah. When you get there now, when you actually start your first day, you're like, this is nothing like what you expressed it to be.
Have you ever had a job that you wanted to quit on the first day? I have.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? Yeah, I ended up quitting about a year into it. And then some girl said, apparently, it felt like Vic was only there for 5 minutes. Every single day I used to go to work thinking, I want to quit. And you use your mouth to say, it feels like she's only there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I hear it. Like, even my current job, like, if I'm being completely transparent, like, yeah, I'm like, I'm looking for a way out 100%.
Aren't you scared? The thing is, yeah, Jazz, I feel like when I speak about workplace, anything to do, I feel like these people are using it against me.
The thing is, I feel like what is for me will be for me. And I know, in Jesus' name, my next employer will be amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to be honest, I don't even think they know that I have the pod. But anyways, I feel like my current employer, I'm not feeling it. And it's not even to do with the actual job. The actual job is fine. It's probably, most people would even say it's interesting. However, the management is... like, the culture is terrible. It's very, very toxic where I am. So it's not an enjoyable place to be.
Mm.
So, yep, I applied for another job. I had an interview. I was successful. But the job wanted me to start at the end of this month. Mm. And I just couldn't do it because it's quite far. It's further out from my current job. I'd need a car to get there, basically. And I was like, my car's still with the mechanic. Like, I'm not going to be able to, like, do the shift work and all of that stuff. Like, I can't do it. So they were like, yeah, sorry, there's nothing we can do. So I had to pass it on. So basically, I feel stuck in this job now.
Hmm.
And I feel like I'm tired of going through this cycle of, like, going through different jobs, and I start to feel like maybe I'm not resilient.
Even my
family, my stepdad in particular, he makes fun of me. He's like, oh yeah, you started this job, I know you're gonna be job hunting in a whatever. And it's like, maybe it's true.
No,
maybe
it's not.
Maybe there's an element of me getting bored easily. There's an element of me, like, just being like, but I'm genuinely the kind of person where as soon as I say I don't like this, I'm looking elsewhere. That's just how I roll.
I think it's too much. So, like, I've only quitted jobs because they've been mad disrespectful. Actually, no, the first job I ever quit was just like when I quit BuzzFeed, I was just gassed. Someone gassed me into thinking that the next job was going to be decent, and it was not. But it was kind of time to leave, like, career progression. After that, every other job I've quit is because I needed to quit. for my own insanity. So, and it's never been a thing of, oh my God, I'm getting bored at this job, so I'm going to quit, because I always think I need money.
And I
don't know if it's a bad thing, because I've had so many shit workplaces. I always think where I'm going to next, it's not going to be great. And that's such an awful thing to think. Like, at the moment, like, if the money's good, great.
I get you. I feel like I've come to that point as well. So, like, the job that I got, it was about the same. I'd say there was like a £600 difference between like the job that I have. So basically, I'm still in the sort of training phases of my job. I'm coming to the end of it now. So I'll get a pay rise within the next couple of months. And the job that I got would have been like £600, like less than what I will be on in 2 months. Okay. So I was like, okay, cool. But apart from that, like all my other jobs, like every job that I've been on, like the money has gotten better in some respect. So I think I've definitely now come to a point where I'm like, especially in this economy, I almost feel like I have to choose between my happiness and money. Because obviously, if I'm struggling money-wise, I'm going to be unhappy anyway. So it's like, should I be unhappy in the job and get the money? Or like, what am I to do?
Honestly.
I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I am looking into like a career change and like all of that good stuff. So yeah, hopefully within the next year, I'll be moving on. I don't know, Vic. But it's hard to stay sort of like hopeful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I feel like I've definitely been like broken down by my current situation as well.
Jazz.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I think it's literally just like, I really don't feel alone in it. Like, I know that there are people out there that can relate. I know that you can also relate to some elements of it as well. Like, I think finding a good job where like the people's good, the culture's good, and the money's good, I feel like that is like a blessing. If you can find that in this day and age, then, you know, you found a winner, but it doesn't always work that way. And sometimes you might find that job and then next thing you know, they're doing redundancies. A new manager has come in and then that changes the whole culture, or a new CEO has a new idea of, you know, where the company should go. And then, you know, it's just like the job market feels 100% safe.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
And it's sad because it's like, sometimes I feel like I can't even really talk about how I feel about working life, and because I still feel it's going to be used against me, because it has been in the past. And that's why, you know, when people are like, they speak on social media, like TikToks and stuff about working life, like, you know how you see those funny skits, like, oh, this agenda in a workplace. So there's this one guy, he spoke about it and they got rid of him.
Jesus.
So actually, no, how it happened was he could sense that they're pushing him out. And then they got rid of him. Or did he, even one of the two, but I've seen that again happen. It's always happening. It's like these companies, they want a perfect image, but sometimes you're not even talking about them. You're talking about work life in general, but it's like, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, that's nuts. That is terrifying that you can't even talk broadly. Cause I've seen some people on TikTok, like, are doing the most, like, you're there wearing your whole employer's uniform. I can see where you're even showing me your route to work. So I can probably narrow down which branch you work for and you're doing story time. I'm like, like, come on. But for you to have a view on like working life, I feel like I don't see, it's just censorship. I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm just praying God continues to guide me and find whatever I need to be, because
amen.
Yeah, it's not the one. But I did think for a while, I was like, maybe I'm the issue. But I'm like, oh, Ross, I'm meant to experience racism like this. Okay, all right.
No, that's why I don't think it's us. I feel like,
but Stephen Bartlett says so. He said we should be resilient and we should allow them to be calling us nigs and nags. That's what he said. We should be resilient. Maybe there's an episode we missed, but I really want someone to go on there and say the experience of being a typically black person in, I say typically black, that reminds me of that woman that said superficially black.
Oh yeah,
that Cuomo guy. But a typical experience of a black person in the UK, you're experiencing racism at work. Like, it can be so subtle, it can be really big, it sometimes it can really, really manifest. And then also talk about what is it like to experience when they don't take your mental health seriously. But then again, people like Steve may say you're not resilient enough, you're not strong enough,
and that's definitely what I feel. I feel like he's come too far in on whatever platform he's on. I feel like he would never get someone on there to challenge his way of thinking in that respect, because it would only ever make him look like a monster. It's either he admits that stuff he said before is wrong and out of touch, which he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would do that, or he's gonna have to look like a monster and be like, yeah, well, you're just not strong enough.
Mm.
You should just manage it.
But it's sad.
Or you should talk to HR. That's what he'll say.
Mm. But it's sad because he's like our age.
Mm.
So then the other CEOs will see that and be like, well, if someone who's like 20, I'm gonna assume he's 28. If someone who's 28 is saying that you're not resilient, then maybe he's right. Maybe you guys aren't resilient. Yeah. Maybe you're not strong enough to weather the storm.
Mm.
Maybe you do need to fix every single issue that exists in the workplace. Maybe you do need to stay until 9, 10 p.m. and fix every single issue and come back again at 8 a.m. to prove your worth to me.
It's crazy, man.
Maybe you shouldn't take lunch breaks because it just shows that you don't really care about the workplace. It shows that you don't really, in journalism, it becomes this thing where taking a lunch break is really taboo.
Really?
Yeah. And it's only really the younger people, so kind of like junior and interns who take lunch breaks. Everyone else, it's kind of like you kind of need to be at your desk, so it looks like you're doing more work. Some people aren't, you know. It's just too taboo. I remember when I officially like became like a writer, so not junior writer. Became, I was like, I'm taking a lunch break.
Mm.
I don't know about y'all, because
good.
No. Because what happens is these people, they will still stay there after 5.
And that's my issue. Like, if it's like you, it's all performative. Like, and so many. Okay, let's say allegedly. Anyway, allegedly, a lot of people can actually complete the work that they have to do within like 2-3 hours. The rest of the time, we're pretending, or allegedly, people are pretending to do their job. And it's just for optics. Some people are literally just sitting at their desk just so it looks like they're doing work. And it's like, would you not just rather let people have a lunch break? Like, I feel like as a manager, there's so many ways you can make people more productive rather than shaming them.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
If people feel empowered in their job and their life and their time, you're going to get so much more out of them.
I agree with you. And if I was a CEO, I'd be like, why are you all working at 12 to 1? I don't want to see anyone sitting on the chair at 12 to 1. Everybody up.
Yeah, go out for lunch. Go and get your tortilla. And
maybe it's a thing of, do you know, if I was a manager, I'd be thinking, can they not afford lunch? And then it starts to make me think, what kind of practices can I be doing? Like, could I spare every, bring in some breakfast food so they can have that? Or can I be bringing in bread? Or so, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, even... I just love how you said, should I be bringing in bread?
No.
Even just little things like their eyesight. It's not healthy for you to be staring at a screen for 8 hours a day.
I'm telling you, Dad, some days, some CEOs...
Look away, go outside, get some fresh air, man. Get some oxygen to your brain.
Mm-hmm. They like it. It's what-ish. You know, it's the... It's the rat race. You know, you've got these people glued onto a computer. You've got your little minions glued onto a computer. And this is why, sorry, back to burp, sorry. We'll edit that out. But this is why some people say they hate the rat race. Mm. And I have never really felt that way, because I've always felt like I was getting a gain. And my gain was career progression to get to where I want to be at the end. And my other gain was money.
Yeah.
Sure, it wasn't a lot, but I was able to save. So that was my gains out of those two things. Mm. So I was seeing the gains as opposed to whatever, like there wasn't another option for me. So some people, they're just like, fuck the rat race. I don't want to be another minion working a desk, working a 9 to 5, helping someone else become richer. You know how some people say that? Yeah. And sometimes when people say that, I'm just like, you're just talking as if like you're fucking Elon Musk or something. But I get why it frustrates people, because they're treating you like a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're only, and then they come in with their red bottoms.
Yep.
And you would only dream of such.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget with my friend, yeah, when I first got my first job, and my friend was like, oh, you should move into London with us. I was like, no, I don't intend on doing that. I literally live like very close to this place. I'll get home in 50 minutes. And so will you. Because you live in zone 6. No offense. So she told me that she was paying £800 for a room.
It's madness.
That's when I said, this is unfair. Like this working, like what gain do you get?
No.
What gain do you get? Like,
this is it. It's like the whole system is crashing, because it's like, for example, as a new parent, it's not worth working.
Mm.
It's not worth working because nursery fees are over £1,000 a month. So what's the point?
Jesus.
If you're on a job that's 30k, I think 30k is about 1/8 after tax every month. Nursery fees are over a grand. You might get help. I forgot what it is. Maybe the government will pay like £100, maybe £200 of that. Still, £800 a month is going to nursery fees just so you can go into work.
Mm.
So what about everything else? What about rent?
I don't care. squat with your colleague.
Yeah, energy bills. What about that?
I don't care. Let's squat. In fact, they'll be like, all four of you squat in one room. So I can get my red bottoms.
And then they have the cheek to be like, oh, yeah, you know, let's get people into the office. I think another one that was on Stephen Bartlett's podcast. Honestly.
Why is it always him? What's going on, man?
I didn't even realize at the time. I've just clocked it was from his podcast saying, oh, you know, I'm sure people want to come into the office because, you know.
Wait, he said that, or guest, please.
It was a guest of his.
He needs to correct his guest. No,
that's what I'm saying. It's the feeling, like no one wants to. He even said everything that he said was appealing. He said, no one wants to, you know, wake up at home and be sitting in their pajamas doing work. I was like, that is what people want to be doing. That
so
is
out
what
of touch, man. Doing.
They don't want to be going into the office unnecessarily.
While you whip us.
Exactly.
And people are glued to chains. People are glued to their computer screens because they don't want to seem unproductive. Whilst they're at home,
they don't even want to have a lunch break.
Mm-mm. Whilst they're at home, they can eat. That's why sometimes you see people come back from working from home, you sit and they say, ah, you've lost weight, you're looking fine, you're looking, your skin is even better, your hair. Why would I not be? Yes,
that's what I'm saying. You have the time to do,
because
your
I've been going to gym
and time to and do yes. your hair, time to go to the gym.
When you're on your Zoom call and they say, oh, you're eating something nice again. Yes, I'm eating something nice again. Because I have time to cook. Because when I was there, I only had time to go and get a burger. And it was overpriced. £7 at Etsy.
Yeah, and imagine every time you're going to work, you're spending. Well, some people are actually organized and can bring in food to work. I'm not that person. But spending £7 a day at least just on food.
Mm-mm.
Then spending another, what, £5 or whatever to get back home. It's just like sometimes working, like the whole system doesn't work anymore because it doesn't make sense.
I've seen a lot of CEOs say that they like when people work in an office. And I've seen other CEOs who are very much like, cha, I want to spend time with my family. I don't even want to see y'all. And it's very much like we could sell the office and we could make savings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the CEOs who are very much like, oh, people are more productive when they're in the office. AKA, I want to control and see who's working. I want to see what they're doing with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
And I find that if a job doesn't require it, and you're demanding people to come home into the office because you feel that they're more productive, then you're just stupid. If I'm going to be completely honest, you're very stupid. And I also think people talk from a perspective of, they talk as if it's them. Like I've heard it on a few, I've even stopped listening to these businessy podcasts now, because I just realized that unless it's a black woman or unless it's someone who's been hella poor and they can prove to me that they've been hella poor, everyone's chatting shit.
Absolutely.
Because your story is not relatable. I'm not going to lie to you.
And what's funny is that with this whole productivity stuff, like there's actually been proven studies. Studies have been conducted that show that people are more productive when they work from home. So for someone to boldly come in and be like, yeah, people are more productive in the office, you're just telling lies. It's a blatant lie. It's just that you want to micromanage people, or you don't like the fact, you actually don't like the fact that people are going to the gym. Yeah.
Yeah.
People and are happier. Going to the gym. Mm. People are able to do things outside of work while they're at home. That's what they don't like.
Mm.
That's ultimately what it comes down to.
That's really sad. It's really sad. But I feel like this power dynamic exists in every field of work. Mm. Because even, I don't know if you remember working in retail, and you remember how the supervisors would act as if something was stuck up their bum.
Yeah.
So it's as soon as someone gets a little bit of power, they act like a complete dick. So I went to return my microwave because it was broken, right? So let's say I picked up on Monday, returned it on Tuesday. There was a massive dent in it. And my dad was like, oh, you can even keep it like this. He said, is it working? I was like, I'm not going to keep a microwave with a dent in it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I returned it. And this woman was seen to it. She was actually the woman that gave it to me on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's her fault, because it was like, you know, like an online collection thing. So yeah, I just remembered her face.
Mm.
So then she was like, oh, just put it over here. And then her boss came over, like a supervisor, said supervisor on his thing. This guy didn't even look at me. And he was like to her, what did you say to her? The way he was talking to her was just like she was a piece of shit. Like she was a piece of shit. And then, my boyfriend was there as well, because I wasn't thinking to carry that thing again, so I was like, let him. And
microwaves are fucking heavy.
They are.
Yeah.
So we're just watching them as they do their thing. And the way the guy was asking me for my information, it was just so rude. And then he was like, so what happened? And I was like, oh, you know, I picked up here yesterday, and when I got home there was a dent in it, so I brought it back here. And he didn't say anything. So then when I was leaving, like the whole attitude was rude. But the woman was really, really nice. The woman was really, really nice. So when I was leaving, I completely forgot my boyfriend. I was like, that man was so rude. And he was like, at one point, I thought he was going to say that you made it the mark.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, me too. But it just shows you that some people, once they get a little tiny taste of power, I mean, who knows? Maybe this guy was rude like this when he was a senior assistant. Assistant, but it always tends to be the case. Once some people get a little bit of power, they become narcissists. Like they become nasty.
And what's even worse is that just because he's a supervisor as well, it doesn't mean that his customer service needs to go in the gutter. Mm. Because regardless of whether he's a supervisor or not, he is still a customer service representative. Mm-hmm. So the service he should have provided to you still should have been up to par. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, and I could have complained.
Absolutely. Because what the fuck is that? Mm. What the fuck is your attitude?
And you could tell that the woman was like, oh, you could definitely tell. Yeah. Like, you could tell her vibe.
That's
like,
just how he is.
Yeah. Because she was standing back as well. And like, you could just tell. And I was like, oh, this poor woman. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I was just praying that her shift ends soon, because people like that. And then that's it. It makes you not want to go to work.
Honestly, a lot of the time, it's never the job, it's the people. It's not the job, it's the people that will have people leaving.
And sometimes I feel so jealous. Like, I really feel jealous about things, yeah? But one thing that makes me jealous is when people are like, I love who I work with. I rarely get I saw a TikTok. This girl was like, I don't know if you've seen the sound where people are showing like traumas of their life, then they're showing happiness. she now put that she's found colleagues who are like now her friends and that she really gets on with them. And I'm like, imagine that.
Yeah. Yep.
I know. Anyways, guys, I'm gonna go because I can feel myself feeling really drowsy.
No worries. So that's I don't even remember how we finish anymore. Right. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm on Vic Sunisi on Instagram. And Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. So, yeah, bye guys.
Bye guys. Have a good week. Bye.